Okay, so we are beginning part two of three of the Limud, only part two for the convenience of the fact that we needed to stop for Bechina, but topically it's just a continuation, sorts, of where we left off, which is finishing up and rounding out all the types of dam, not blood, but dam, that have, you know, unique halachos in Hilchos Nida. So we're going to begin the topic of dam chimud, which should take us probably two shirim. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Samach Vavim and Aleph, a daf that we've been to many times before. Amar Rava, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, long line. Tavu alinase vinis paisa. If a woman is proposed for this two for marriage, and she agrees to get married, Sricha sheteshev shiva nikiyim. She has to count shiva nikiyim. Why does he have to count shiva nikiyim? Says Rashi, Shema machmas tavas chimud. Rasadam, we're concerned that because of the emotional desire that is precipitated by this proposition or proposal of marriage, she sees dam, as we heard from Rabbi Shabtai earlier today, that dam is, there's a hormonal component to the release of dam. So maybe that emotion of the chimud connected to getting married is going to cause a re'iyah stop. Then the Gemara has a Maisa of Ravina, which we'll come back to Behem Sheikh. And the upshot of that Maisa was there was a Havamina, that maybe this din of Tavu Alinase Tzvicha Leishev Shiv Nakim only applies to a Gedola that already has had a regular cycle, but not to a Katana who never saw Dam before, because why should we be concerned that this Katana who never saw Dam before is suddenly going to see Dam Machmas Chimud? So the Gemara says, no, lo shna gedola v'lo shna ketana. Gedola time of mayim yishun de mechamda, ketana nami mechamda. No, we're concerned about the possibility of dam chimud, even if a woman has never seen dam before, even if she's underage and never had a regular cycle yet. Rabbi Morgenstern just notes on page 442, in terms of the actual mitzias of dam being precipitated by chimud, in the context of getting married, that he once got a shayla from a father of a kala, who every time she would talk to her mishudach / chassan on the phone, she would have a riyas dam. Not that that's a normal situation, it had to be treated medically, but he just points out that this mitzius exists of that kind of a connection between a chimud, that emotional attachment, and riyas dam. So the Rashba writes, both in, yes.
Just to confirm, does she need to have a Riyya? Or it sounds like...
She does not need to have a Riyya.
Meaning even without an actual Riyya, so we just assume that there might be something there such that she needs that.
The parameters of that we'll talk about now, but all we saw so far is lying in the Gemara. Tavu linase v'nispaisa, she has to sit shiva nakiyim. Rashi said, Shema machmas taiva skimad rasadam. We're concerned that maybe she saw dam. We didn't see the dam necessarily. She doesn't know that she had dam. We're concerned maybe there was dam, and then she has to count shiva nikiyim. But let's develop this.
The wife says she's going to need to count a lot more than shiva nikiyim. She can't go to the mikvah until they get married. So the gap of
there are three layers that your question either presupposes or foreshadows, which are, number one, the din that we're talking about of tabuli nase is in a vacuum where a woman otherwise would be tahora, either never saw dam before or has tahor otherwise because she's been tahor from mini dusa previously. We'll flesh that out. Number two, you're assuming the simple reading of the Gemara, the one line that we just read, is that tavu linase, you propose today, svichu leshev leshiv nekiyim today, even though you're going to get married 6 months from now. So we'll see lemaisa that may not be the case. And even from the maisa of Ravina that we skip now, we have to figure out what exactly was the timeline for that engagement / marriage. So all those layers we'll have to piece through. So let's just try to build the sugya slowly. So again, Rashi says, Shema machmas taiva schimud rasadam. We're concerned that maybe she saw dam. Sounds like we don't know if she saw dam. We don't know anything. We're still worried maybe she saw dam. Therefore, that requires shiva nikiyim. Rashba, in the Torah Sabayis Aruch Heyam Abayis and in the Chidushim here on Ar Sugya Samach Vav Amad Aleph, the Rashba is concerned that because of the chimud, she saw dam, as we saw in Rashi. And the Rashba writes, even if she does a bedika, and the bedika is clean, we're still concerned. Shema rasa tipa dam kechardal v'nevda. We're still concerned. Maybe there was dam. She missed it. And even if it doesn't come up on a bedika, but there was dam, and that dam is mechayev a tara process.
That's another thing of Mishnah. I think it's on Samach Aleph or Aleph. Like when both Rabbi Meir and Chum agree that if you do a bedika of like a mound, the cheskas tahara, like or a cheskas that you check for it on the right spot.
So here the concern is that chimud creates a new calculus, that it's very likely that the chimud is going to create dam, and therefore there's no cheskas, or there's a reyes on the cheskas tahara, or there's some new calculus that we have to be concerned that maybe there was a tipa dam kechardal v'nevda. So we're not operating with the cheskas tahara. Yeah.
So the assumption is, I don't know if this is true, but what it seems like a little bit is that the Rashi is coming off of Rashi a little bit, that he says that there actually was dam, not just that there might be dam, but that there was dam.
We're concerned that there was dam.
So why is it? So it's, we say Shemekim, but really Shesu with the whole entire process?
You mean as far as 5 days before the Shemekim? Yes. So that, no, but we'll talk about that also. It's coming a little slap. You have to start somewhere. Okay, so the Rashba says that we're concerned, maybe Rasa Tipas Dam Kechardal V'Nevda, and therefore even if you do Bedika, the Bedika is not going to help you because you're concerned there was Dam, and you have to count Shiva Nakiyim anyway. And we'll see, that's what we assume Lahalacha, but there is a minority opinion to be shown in that some Poskim may throw in as a sniff under certain circumstances, and that is both in the Raviyah. The Raviyah is quoted in Chubas Maimonios, Simon Aleph in Yisurei Bia, as well as the Agos Maimonios, the first Kushta, Perikid Aleph Alacha Yates, Kushta Perikid Aleph Alacha Yates, but easier to find in Chubas Maimonios, Simon Aleph, because it's Simon Aleph. So there the Raviyah is quoted as saying that a bedika helps. Lashon of the Chubas Maimonios. What are we concerned about? Perish mechamda b'shas shetovin asal inaseh. They're concerned that there was chimud when there's a tefil inaseh. V'shama rasa tipas dam v'lavadaita. Maybe she saw a tipas dam and she didn't realize it. Hilkach tzvicha shivin akiyim kechumad rabzeira. We're not concerned about chimud anytime before the trigger of tabuli nasei. We still need to define the Mashiach what that trigger of tabuli nasei is. Lefi perish there, im amra bari li v'gam badakti atzmi biyom tfia. So that's a concern. If a woman says, I know I didn't see dam, and I did bedik on the day of the tefia. Lo hais v'tzvicha shivin akiyim, el nevelos alter. So if a woman does a bedika, she has no knowledge of seeing any dam, she does a bedika, bedika is clean, then she doesn't require any further action. And the Chuvas Maimonides quotes that chein hora, the dan alach lamaisa, that that's what the Raviyah paskin lamaisa, that a bedika gets you off the hook. If you don't see dam and you do bedika, the bedika's clean, then you're off the hook. We don't pass in this way. We pass in like the Rashba, that's what we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, that even a bedika doesn't help you, we're concerned. Shema rasa tipas dam kechardal, the nevda, and you still have to count shiva nikim. Now, let's say she did see dam chimu. She actually saw dam. So what is that dam chimu? Does that dam chimud have unique status? Is dam chimud, if we can define it and know that it's dam chimud, is that dam tamei? Or is dam chimud perhaps dam tahor? The Rashba, Kafa Mebeis, the Gemara there in Kafa Mebeis has a couple instances in which the Amoraim defined certain dam as dam chimud. And the Rashi writes over there, Nira Maskel, hai dam chimud, kafam beis. Pirsha mefarshim dam chimud v'tarhu. So he quotes an opinion, we'll see in a minute, this is the random Eri, one second, quotes an opinion that the Amoraim are saying, this is dam chimud, and it's dam tar. Because if it's dam tame, what difference does it make if it's dam chimud or not? Dam is dam, and dam is tame. So yesh mefarshim that this is dam chimud v'tahor, who tema says the Rashba, darmina and tabuli nasi v'nis paisat svicha leishiv shim nekiyav. If it's dam tahor, then what's this din of tabuli nase? So even if it was dam chimud, you're fine because it's dam tahor. So obviously, if tabuli nase tzvicha leishiv shim nekiyav, we're concerned that this is dam tamei, which would make a woman tameya. And because of the possibility that maybe she's so dominant, even if she didn't realize it, maybe a nevda, you have to sit shiv nekiyav. Elamash with the dam chimud tamei. Aye, if that's the case, so what was the whole chachma and amarayim that they said, ah, this is dam chimud, so what? Dam chimud, not dam chimud, dam in a makor, it's all tummy anyway. So says the Rashba, by the gomer dam chimud hu lo kidei letaro amar kein, el kidei leharo sach masa. That the Chazal wanted to show their chachma, their ability to discern the difference between damim, what's dam chimud, and what's not dam chimud, but in a chanami, there's no nafkamina lemaisa, whether you would define it as dam chimud or not. Just before I come to you, Yoni. So that yesh mefarshim, pirsha mefarshim, that the Rashba quotes, so that's a yesh mefarshim in the Chidushei Aran and in the Me'iri. So the attractiveness of this position, obviously, is then you understand why the Amorayim had an interest in defining certain dam as dam chimud. What about the Gemara of Tavuli Nase? If it's Tahor, then why is there this din of Tavuli Nase, Tzvicha, Leshev, Shiva, Nikiyim? Says in Me'iri, V'yesh Mefarshim, Shelo Asru Dam Chimud, Ela Mechashash, Irov Dam Nidus. The concern of Dam Chimud isn't Dam Chimud per se. If we could isolate Dam Chimud, it wouldn't pose a problem. But if there's Dam Chimud, maybe it got mixed up with regular Dam Nida. If you're able to ascertain that this is only dam chimud, then dam chimud wouldn't pose a problem in and of itself. Yoni.
Yeah, Eitan said the belief he has isn't working.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me, one second. That you could have interrupted me, sorry. Let's try this. Here, tell him 953-5142-1061. And actually someone else. You might just turn it off the monitor for a second. The bottom button. Tell them to tell you if there's a problem. Okay, you can turn the monitor back on. Thanks. That's still not working?
Yeah, he said it doesn't seem to be working on
the Any idea why?
And then he said he'll just listen to the recording.
Okay. Okay. Or you can put it on the phone if you want. Yeah.
Is the Yishom in the Ran and the Meiri, or they're just also quoting the Ran and the Meiri? Or they're just also quoting
the Meiri. The Meiri has the Yesh Mefarshim. So the Rashba says Perish and Mefarshim, and that's a day that you find the Meiri and then the Chidushei Aran.
But they're not
them.
They're just also
quoting. They're quoting Yesh Mefarshim, correct. Okay. A lashon of Rashi and Yevamos, Lamed Zayin and Mebeis, Dim Raskal Shiva, Rashi Vamas Lamazayan Vizim Raskal Shiva, Shema Machmas Chimud, Pirsanida, Vishash and Espices. That sounds also like that Yeshua Farshim, that we're worried that the Chimud causes Damnidus. Right? So it's slightly different formulation, not that the Meiris Yeshua Farshim is Eir of Damnidus. Rashi's Lashon is Machmas Chimud, Pirsanida. That there's no, it's not that there's dam chimud and dam chimud causes dam nida to come out, but the chimud causes person nida, but basically the same idea that we're really concerned about is dam nida, not dam chimud. If we could isolate dam chimud, that wouldn't pose a problem in and of itself. Okay. And we'll come back to this in a little bit with maybe other nafkamina. Now that we've shown him disagree as to the requirement of a hefsek tara and bedikos in the situation of tavuli nase. Do you require a hefsek tara? Do you require bedikos? So just by way of introduction or perspective, this whole discussion as to whether you need a hefsek tara, whether you need bedikos, is only relevant to what today is the theoretical case, but almost never practical, of a woman who is tahora anyway, and now only needs to pursue this shivanakiyam because of the concern of dam chimud. But if you have a woman, as in the standard situation, who is already of age and has had regular Rios and is now getting married for the first time, and we follow the minog, the remokos and the rivash, that we never allow penuyos to go to the mikvah, then she's going to be tmeya nida anyway. Torah Shlomim points this out in Sifkatan Gimel. Venirali Pashut, the kol zem mairi the katana shelo rasa me'olam. The whole theory over here is only for a ketana that never had a re'ia in her life. And we're only concerned that she saw da machmas chimud. But if you have a regular woman who's getting married, has already had regular cycles, even if she hasn't seen it in a while, but she never went to the mikvah for tower purposes before, we call makam mistama dayani tmeya kandida gemura, the mistama lo safra shiva nikiyim, came in shipinuya, mk in svicha shiva kandida gemura. So the whole theoretical discussion that we're going to have in the next few minutes about the need for hefsek tara and bedikos in a tavuli nasi situation is only theoretical, because in practice, for any first marriage of a woman who's already had a regular cycle, she's tmeya nida anyway. It needs to go through a whole power process because of nidusa. So that's what the Tosa Shon points out over here. Dark Yitshuva points this out in Sifkat and Yud Beis. Michael.
Could it be relevant for when she goes to the mikvah before the wedding?
It could be relevant in the sense that we have a more specific recommended timeline of when she goes to the mikvah in advance of a wedding, based on calculations I will get to probably the next year. But the theory is that she's going to have to go through Hefsek Tara and Shiva Nakim anyway, because she's Tmeya Nida anyway, irrespective of whether Tavuli Nase itself is Mechayev Hefsek Tara or Shiva Nakim. Yeah.
Well, I think that's, I'm not sure if everything gets to this, but do we know what the concern of Dam Chimud is if she actually sees blood? Like, are we worried they're going to have Bias Nida? Are we worried that the Chabu won't be Ruilvia? Are we worried that Kibushin will be focused on Nida? What is the concern if there were to be whatever Dam we're concerned about?
So if she were to see, so two levels. If the concern is that maybe the Dam Chimud is going to be mixed together with Dam Nida, and now she's going to be a Nida and not be aware of it, so then the concern is that she's going to be a Sur Labayla and not realize it. Meaning, in the classic, the Tavuli Nase the Gemara, if not for this din, they get married tomorrow. So we're concerned that she's not going to be aware that she's really Tmei Anida, and she'll be a Sula Baila and have Bia regardless, not aware of her steps. That's the baseline. And that's relevant Right, that should be equally relevant whether the concern of Dam Chima is that Dam Chima be'etzem is Tameh, or whether there's Nida, Dam Nida is mixed together with it. But ultimately, that's the concern. Now, how that plays out Lemaisa in terms of timeline, that we'll get to probably next time. Yaakov.
When we say this entire theory, does that mean specifically the Hesitrine of the people? So the entire Din of the Gemara, that's only like a Din of the Gemara that's Shaykh to Katana, because regardless of that Gemara, you don't want to go to the Rosh Hashanah. Like, which one, what are you saying? Specifically this point we're making, or like this entire like Sugya?
Well, the point I'm making now is that even if you hold it to be shown in, which we haven't articulated yet, that you don't require a Hefsek Tara, maybe you don't require B'dikas, you just have to wait for 7 days. That's not going to be relevant Lamaisa for any woman who's already Tamei Anita, because she does have to do a Hefsek Tara and wait 7 days and do B'dikas during the 7 days.
So then this Din of Zayin Nikim, is that also then only?
The Gemara says Tabuli Nasik Tzrichaleishiv Shinakim. That's definitely the case. You need to wait. You need to count 7 days. Do you need to do B'dikos during the 7 days? Do you need to do Hefsek Tara before the 7 days? That's what Machlokes Rishonim. But that's only relevant for a Tabuli Nasik, who's otherwise Tahara. But if the woman is Tamei Anita anyway, then you definitely need Hefsek Tara and Shinakim. Fine. So, and point number two, before you move on. So point number one was what the Torah Shalom Dark and Shuba point out, that all of this is only theoretical in most situations because the woman's Tamei Anita anyway. So then she definitely has to go through a Hefsek Tara and B'dikos during Shiva Nikiyam. There's a corollary, which is a comment of the Shach in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. The Shach writes in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sifkatan Kaf, that in principle, there is no reason that a kala in a tabuli nasi situation should have to wait the 4 or 5 days of poletes before starting her shiva nikiyam. Poletes, the 4 or 5 days wait, is only relevant where there's a possibility that maybe she had tashmish. But for a kala, before she gets married, that's not a concern. So there's no reason halakhically that she should have to wait at all before beginning her shiva nikiyam, other than doing a hefsek tara, perhaps. Nevertheless, the Shach quotes a minog that even a kala would have to wait 5 days l'riyasa before counting shiva nikiyam. And if a kala was pirsa nida within a few days of when she was planning on counting her shiva nikiyam in advance of the wedding, the minog that the Shach records was that she would have to wait for the 5 days before starting her shiva nikiyam. The Shach says there's no reason for that, but that's a minhag. And the Dogma of Rava points out that's a theoretical observation that the Shach makes, because Lamaisa, if a woman's a Nida anyway, so then she would have to count 5 days L'riyasa because of Nidusa, and that has nothing to do with the Din of Akala. So that's just another corollary to this observation that the halacha of the Tavuli Nasei are, some of the details aren't really relevant where a woman is going to be Tamei Anita anyway. Yeah.
Why would she have to read 5 days if she's Tamei Anita anyway if she had that idea? So there's no chashash of short for where this works out. Just like,
no, sorry, it's the other way. Saying that it only makes sense, the chumrah, the chumrah that the Shach quotes, that even a kala would have to wait 5 days l'riyasa, let's just read on the Shach. V'dol mizu noagim, shafilu kala inas seferes shivin akiyam adyom hei l'riyasa, af avisha dayin lo ba'al chasin l'ir, af avisha lefi dayiti ein l'hachmer v'zak klal, v'l'nizka rishum posei kamen o'achrem mikol mokom lo yehei elok edvar mutar v'chem nagavu iser. Therefore, you have to be machmir. You come back with shasat kach yesh lahatir. The Dogma Rabbi says, "Ulai kavanasa kishelo haisa nida kodem l'riya." We're talking about a case where the woman's not in nida anyway. Kigod besula sharasa parmishona. Yet at haisa besula stamim omenika shaisa tohar beis misas baila v'rasa at parmishan acher katal chodesh. So then you could talk about whether there's a place for this chumrah. Avalam haisa kvar nida, but if she's a nida anyway, then lo shaya chumrah zuklal. then even the shaykh would have to agree that there's no chumrah of waiting 5 days. 5 days is from the time that she's pierced anida. But if this woman was pierced anida a month ago, or she was pierced anida a year ago, whatever it was, she never went to the mikvah since then. So your 5 days are starting from whenever she was Pirsa Nida anyway. So that's the dog we're about to say.
Why would you not pick up the chumrah regardless if at the time is picking it up?
I'm sorry?
So why would you not pick up the chumrah then regardless if she's a girl? I mean, if the time is picking up this chumrah, why would a girl not pick it up even though she went into Nida early beforehand? And why would it make a difference? And why should her be any more lenient than you know the time?
The context of the Dagmar Rav is making is if you have a woman that never saw Dan before, and now she sees Dan for the first time in her life, so you have to count 5 days from when she sees that Dan. But if the woman was Anita anyway from the last cycle, you don't have to count 5 days from this Ria, you count 5 days from the Ria that was last month or 2 months ago.
But what's the reason for the Ketana waiting 5 days?
The Shach says there's no reason, but that was a minute.
So wouldn't it be based on this idea of Dam? Wouldn't it be based on the Dam Chimer? Like
No, nothing to do with Dam.
So there's no reason, we don't have any reason listed all or not
the
Lashon.
The Shach is saying that there's a Minog, even though in principle he says there really is no reason for such a Minog because it's not based on anything, sorry. But there was such a Minog. So the Dog of Rabbi says, even if there's such a Minog, it only makes sense by a woman who never saw Dam before, and this is the first time she sees Dam as opposed to another one. That was just a Let's move on. So as far as this question that the Rishonim discussed, is there a need for Hafek Tara / Bedikos for the Shivan Akiyam of a Tabuli Nase? So the Rashba writes, both in Taras Abayis on Daf Hei and the Chidushim here on Samach Vav, I'll read from the Chidushim. Mistabra she'eina tzricha Hafek Tara v'lo Bedika tok Shiva lo betchilas v'lo besof. It says the Rashba, Mistabit that there's no need for a hefsek tara or a bedika during Shiva Nakiyam, not at the beginning, not at the end. Lefisha einzu el chashash ba'alma. The old chashash to begin with is only a chashash. It's not based on, it's a chashash, it's to cover our bases. V'day lo b'shiva shiva. So it's enough to count Shiva Nakiyam, but you don't need bedikas. And you don't need a hefsek tara. The alpha bisham ritzvicha leishiv shivanakiyim, and usually shivanakiyim is defined by bedikos, as we'll see when we get to that sugya. Lam nakiyim asfum alfaneinu doesn't mean you actually have to count / do bedikos. Vafila bitchilas and abasof and kishar nakiyim dezava ba'alma amru. Alakol shel regisha v'dam tok shiva nakiyim kriyin alahu. So in principle, on some level, as long as there's no hargasha, that's considered nakiyim even without bedikos. The Rashba says, L'chachila, you should do bedikas and hefsek tara anyway to be choshesh for the Rishonim that are machmir. But in principle, the Rashba says the whole requirement of tabuli nasi, tzvicha leishiv shivanakiyim, is only a chumra mechashash ba'alma. And therefore, it's enough to wait the shivanakiyim, but you don't require hefsek tara or bedikas. Mereshes Moshe points out in Siman Kuf Yubeis, there's a mashmos this way in the Rambam also, at least that you don't need bedikos. The Rambam Perikid Aleph Halachates, Perikid Aleph Halachates, Yasser al Zeh, Kol Bas Yetavuli Nase Veratzisa, Shoah Shivas Yavim Nikim. So in a Tavuli Nase situation, you're Shoah Shivas Yavim Nikim. The Rambam doesn't say Soferes Shivas Yavim Nikim. Just as Shoa, so maybe there's a mashmos. Shoa is that you wait, but no action required other than letting the clock of 7 days run out. But no requirement for the dikos. And the Rush is bothered. You know, the Rashba implicitly addresses this because the Rashba says the Rashba himself has to account for what does it mean to have Shivan Akim without the dikos. But that's what the Rush is bothered by Perik Yud, Simon Dalid. That if you don't require bedikos, then what are shivanakiyim anyway? Shiva Nikim always are defined by Bidikas. Which is why the Rush assumes, like the Ravid. The Ravid is in the end of Shar Sphere Bidika in the Bali Nefesh, that you definitely need Shiva Nikim, because you can't, you definitely need Bidikos during Shiva Nikim, because there's no such thing as Shiva Nikim without Bidikos, but you don't require a Hefsek Tara. Why don't you require a Hefsek Tara? So I'm reading now from Lashon HaRavid, the end of Shar Sphere Bidika Sim Gimel. Batam, Mimnesha Eina Re'ias Vadai Elisafik. Either the whole premise of Tavuli Nasi Svichle Shiva Shiva Nikim is only a suffix anyway. There's no knowledge that there was a Re'ia. Inami Kimluhu L'Rabbanan Didam Chimu Dover Muadhu U Kimish Avsika B'Tara Damya. Inami, the Rabbanan assume that even if she saw Dam Chimud, the volume of Dam Chimud would be minimal. I mean, not like the Ish Mefarshim, the Iri Ish Mefarshim, the Ran, that we're worried that maybe Dam Chimud is going to get mixed with Dam Nida. But no, we're only worried about Dam Chimud. Dam Chimud is typically a minimal quantity. So you can assume that even if she saw Dam Chimud, there's nothing, there's no residual Dam that's still going to come out. So one shot deal, Dam Chimud, if it was there, it's gone. It's not coming back. There's no more. And you don't need a formal Hefsek Tara because you have the right to assume it's Ki'ilu, you are Mafsik, the Tara, as opposed to a regular Re'ia where there's more volume of Dam and therefore you have to do a Hefsek Tara to make sure that the Dam flow has stopped. So that's a distinction that the Ravid makes and the Rush endorses between a Hefsek Tara and Shiva Nikim. There's no need for a Hefsek Tara, because if Ke'ilu, she was mastering the Tara anyway. But Shiva Nikim you need, because what is Bidikos during Shiva Nikim you need, because what are Shiva Nikim without Bidikos? There is a mashmos, a little bit in the Ravid, and a little bit more in the Ramban, that even so, you should still do a Hefsek Tara l'chavchila. Lashon HaRavid was lo bi'inan Hefsek Tara. You don't need a Hefsek Tara. Lashon HaRamban in Perek Gimel of the Halachos, Halachi Yedbeis, Hilchos Nida, Perek Gimel, Halachi Yedbeis of the Ramban, Afa Pishalo Badka B'yom HaTfila Hefsek. Even if you didn't do a Hefsek Tara on the Yom Tfila, you can still proceed with Shiva Nikiyah. So that Lashon of Afa Pishalo Badka B'yom HaTfila Hefsek sounds like Bidi'evit, if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev, but it still sounds like lechachila, you should do a hefsek tara. And then you have third possibility to be shown him. So we saw the Rashba, you don't need anything. You don't need bidikos, you don't need hefsek tara. We saw the Rash and the Ravid, you don't need hefsek tara, but you do need bidikos. And then Chidush Eran in our sugya, Samach Vav Amudbeis, Mashma Lachora writes the Ran, Shetzvicha Hefsek Tara Ubedika Bimei Asvira Kasher Haro Adam, that you need a regular Hefsek Tara and Bedika as in any normal Tara process. The Rush makes another comment here that's relevant. The Rush says that the requirement of Shiva Nikim for Tavuli Naseh exists independently of the Chumrah of Reb Zeira, because the Baal Meimra of Tavuli Naseh is Rava. The Rush assumes that Reb Zeira's Chumrah, or the Chumrah of Benos Yisrael that's reflected by Reb Zeira, wasn't this Pashet until after Rava. Rava's, I'm sorry?
It might be against
the Morris on the Saturday. Okay. We'll get there in a second. He assumes that the Xer was not Nispashet until later than Rava, and therefore the requirement of Shiva Nikim for the Tavuli Naseh is on a higher level or exists independent of the Chumrah of Reb Zeira. Now the Madana Yalta points out over there in Oth Shin that the Rush in Hilchos Mikvos seems to be beferish otherwise. Mikvos, the end of Simin Lamed Vav. And in the Rambam's presentation, the Rambam Aleph has all of these Dirabanans, but he also lists the din of the Chomer Baidam Tor Bismanazeh. But there, the Rambam, Perakad Aleph, Halachates, includes Dam Chima together with the Chumar of Rabzeira, Halachates, and Halacha Yud. The Rambam is Misakeim in Halacha Yud. Kaladvar Me'elu Chumar Yisera Shenagu Ba Benos Yisrael Mimei Chachmei Agamara. V'ein Lasser Mimena La'olam. Lefikach Kol Isha Sherasa Kishatavuli Nase Iloti Nase Ashitisper V'titbol. So that's coming off the din of Rabzeira. Then the Rambam says, "Kol drama elus kol miyaseira and lefikach tavulina se tzvicha shiva nikiyah." Okay, so Asher, what do you want to say?
We want to say that these, like Rabbah asks to Rabbah, right? Nowadays we have shiva nikiyah because we assume down ziva like Rabzeira. So isn't Rabbah like assuming down Rabzeira?
Right. So that's what the we had discussed game, right?
That's on time of love. Know exactly where it was. Exactly. You're not saying this one? No. I'm going to pop it up on my iPad. I mean, that's where the Rush is coming from. Because
right.
The Rush's response to it is that
it's a minute. Right, so that's the mashmal that it was later. That's right. Where the Rush is. And then I sent you some Lashon Sivishonim. That say otherwise, right? But you can get the Marmar comments from Gabe. Okay. Yeah.
Just to clarify the run for a second, the run thinks that you both have Sikhara and Vedika, even though he thinks fundamentally you don't think it's that tougher. In other words, he's strong.
Well, no, that's a Yesh Mefarshim in the run. The run himself, meaning the
Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashba, I thought was the run.
What's a Yesh Mefarshim in the run?
Was the Yesh Mefarshim?
Yeah.
The run.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now, in,
If you say that it existed, nothing to come up with here, then why does she need Shiva Nikiyah?
It's an independent concern, even before we had the Chumar Benos Yisrael, but here, there's a very direct, specific concern that Dam Chimud is going to make her...
But don't we be Dam Nida?
I'm sorry?
But don't we be Dam Nida? So why does she need Shiva Nikiyah?
Because we treat it, so it's easier if the concern is that it's going to mix with Dam Nida, right? So then you definitely understand why you need Shiva Nikiyah.
But we need Shiva Nikiyah because of Rizera. I mean, before Rizera, you only need to keep 6 feet. Meaning you only need this day plus 6.
So you're asking, independent of Rizera, why would you need a full 7 days? Not sure. Okay, let's think about that.
Yeah, we were stuck on the Seder for a very long time.
Okay.
It's a different chumra that they came up with.
What's the nature of the chumra? Because of what chashash?
You're going to mix it down. You're going to get consumer team that's in Ziva?
I hadn't thought through that. Okay, let's get that some thought. Sidre Tower points out in Sifkat and Beis is a long one, not the longest, but there are many longer Sidre Towers, but long enough. So at the end of Sifkat and Beis, the Sidre Tower points out that this machlokas Rosh and Rashba about the need for the dikos during Shivan Akiyam, may relate to the broader question that we'll talk about when we get to the sugya of Shiva Nikiyam, of the need for kavana during Shiva Nikiyam. If you assume, like the famous position of the Miltzaka that we'll talk about when we get to that sugya, that kavana and consciousness is ma'akev during Shiva Nikiyam, if you're not aware of the fact that you're in Shiva Nikiyam, then it doesn't count. So there's more of a reason to require bedikos as a way of concretizing the fact that you're holding in Shivan Akiyam. Now, not Bachreyach, because it could be the whole institution of Shivan Akiyam by Tavulina say maybe it's different, but that's what the Sidrei Tara says. The Rav Ozner fleshes this out a little bit differently. In Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chele Beis, Simen Sadi Aleph, Chele Beis, Simen Sadi Aleph, he says that in principle, there are two possible concerns when it comes to Tavu Ulinase. Concern number one is that because of the chimud involved, we're worried that maybe the woman is going to see some Re'iyastam, even though she's Becheskas Tahora, but maybe the chimud is going to cause a minimal re'iyastam. And for that, a bedika shouldn't help. Because if we're worried that maybe you saw a tipastam kechardo v'nevda, then as we saw when we started in the Rashba, that's not, a bedika won't, even if you get a clean bedika, it won't prove that you didn't necessarily see a tipastam previously. So chashash number one is maybe there's a re'iya kolderu. And chashash number two, which we'll talk about more next time, is a concern that this is what's reflected in the Rush and not the Rashba, but in the presentation of the Rush, that the closer you get to the actual wedding, there's a buildup of chimud, and that could cause a real re'iyah, a real re'iyas dam nida. And for that, a bedika would help. Because if you're worried that you're going to have a real flow of dam nidos, then the bedika tells you whether you're seeing dam or not. And then, theoretically, there may be a third possibility in the middle that maybe even during the buildup in the middle of your Shiva Nikiyam, maybe there would be a minimal amount of dam that wouldn't necessarily come out on a bedika. So the Rav Ozner says maybe the machlokas we've shown him about bedikos is about what is the focus of the Takanos Chazal. Were Chazal just focused on the actual dam chimud at the moment of Tavuli Naseh, and even though theoretically there's a possibility that maybe you'll see other dam nidos bem sheikh, that wasn't what's motivating the Gzeira, and therefore there's no need for bedikos during Shiva Nikiyam because we're only focused on the minimal amount of dam chimud that might have happened at the Tavuli Nase moment. Or are we concerned, was the Gzeira motivated or the Takanos Chazal motivated by the possibility of actual dam nidos, in which case you need a bedika to address that? So Razor says maybe that's part of what's behind Machlokes, the Rush, and the Rashba. What do we paskin lemaisa? Open up to Simon Kufsadi Beis. Tavuli nase minis paisa tzvicha leishiv shivinakiyim bein gadol bein tana. Afilu Badka Atma Bishas Tviya Umatza Tahora. Shema, so Bidika doesn't help you. Now let the rabbi up. Shema Machmaschim and Rasa Tibastam Kachardo below her Gisha. Fine. Umona Shiva Mimachras Yama Tviya. And you count 7 days. The Eina Tzricha Hasektara. Sha'alfa Pishal Abadka Biyama Tviya Lahasik Tara. Mona Biyama Machras Shivanakim. Umiyu Tzricha Bidiga Dov Shiva. So Machabri Paskins, you don't like the rush to arrive it. You don't need a Hasektara. You do require Bidikos Toch Shiva. Now, how often do you require the Bidikos Toch Shiva? So the Ran writes in Shavuos, Daf Dalin Mubeis, all you need is one, either Bidika at the beginning of Shiva Nakiyim or Bidika at the end of Shiva Nakiyim. Take a look at the Be'er Hagola here on the side, Osvav. And this did Miyu Tzvicha Bidika Tok Shiva, arrive at Ramban Varash. El Shadivi arrive at Ramban, Tzvicha Bidika Bitchilasan O Bisofan. Shiva. So the lesson of some of the Rishonim, just quoted the Ran, but also the Ravid, sounds like all you need are a minimalist number of bedikos. Even day one or day seven is sufficient. According to the Rosh, you need bedikos every day. And that's what the Rama writes, Kol Yom L'Chachila, at least the L'Chachila, is requiring bedikos every day, like a regular Shiva Nakiyim. So independent of whether one bedika is sufficient bedieved for Shiva Nakiyim, for regular Tara process, when it comes to a tabuli nasi situation, bedieved, you can rely on a single bedika. Says the Shach, Sifkatan Beis, Zabi Selsev, Vudas Arash, Lukachiyom, Yetzvich, Lid, Bechol Yom, Yashiva. Even by regular Shiva Nakiyim, one Bidika, according to the Rosh, is sufficient Bidiyavet. Near a Salomar, the Loadifa Miro Vados, this feel Leila Rosh, Sagi Bidiyavet, Bidbaka, Pamachas of Shiva. Lefizet, Lididan, the Kaimalan Hassam, Siftal, the Low Sagi Lavadika, Yamaka, Yam Zayat. We assume, Lalacha, that the minimal number of bedikos for regular Shiva Nakiyim is at least day one and day seven. What did Hacha? So here, the minimum is day one and day seven. Avalei Nira came down to Rav Yachronim. Doesn't sound like that in the Ramah. Avalei Nira disfir lay the Hacha. Came to the Rasa Vadai Adetvei. Even if by regular Shiva Nakiyim we're machmir that one and seven are likuva, when it comes to Tavuli Nase, a single bedika would be sufficient even bedieved. So says the Shach. Again, as we pointed out, all of this is relatively not lemaisa, because in a typical situation of a woman getting married, at least for the first time, she is, or a woman is not mislekas damim, she is going to be tamei anida anyway, and would have to go through the regular tahor process required of a regular nida with the regular requirements of shiva nakiyim. Okay. The Taz in Sifkatan Aleph raises the following question. The quotes Magen Mishnah. So hold in the Rabbanan. Min haTorah mutaris gemura, because there's no hargasha. Says the Taz. Ubezen nichali ha de isa perkam de sota dabe tamar batesha bepesachinayim. Shenasne einayim lidvareha, sha'am lihuda tahorani minida. So, if there's a din of tabuli nase and the avos kept all the dinim, then how is it that Yehuda was able to be with Tamar without waiting Shivanakim? Chematzina Barus. Shenech Nasalimitasa Shel Boaz. Achashetava. Vikasha, Svika Shivanakim. Achashin is Paisu Biyaka Lisa Zuzu. Well, if you mentioned Kasafti Nicha, Dadainlo Haisuk Zerizos, yeah, so it's only Dinder Abanan, it was a later Takana. So don't bother me with Yehuda, don't bother me with Boaz.
Thank you, everyone.
1 second. El Sarachia. Kevin Shihimi Drabanan. Heichai Matsinu Shechishu Zeruzu. So if it's Drabanan, where in the timeline was this Nischadesh? Ibehi Rava. And it was Rava's Chumra. But then he's bothered by another Gemara. Gemara in Yavam is on Zion with Bez, the mice of Rav, when he traveled to Dar this year, he was looking for an Issa Lioma. He was looking for a wife for that day. But Brachina, and what about the Dintabuli Nasei? So my Parach, Rav is the first generation Amora. This is the Chomer Bimei Rava, was the fifth generation Amora. Near a lead of Osa Shah, she goes to Kamaluk Samim, Lovitir Bishvil Shalorigisha, Nasa Gam Xerizos, the Ein Moala Mashalorigisha. That this is including Xeriz Samim, independent of Ribzera, and even before Rava. Okay. And then he says, so that's the Tasa suggestion. Maybe this is a part of Xeriz Samim. That just as Ramachmaran Ksamim to treat it as Nida the Rabbanan, Ramachmaran Tavuli Nasi to treat it as Nida the Rabbanan. And then he says, oh, near the Tarades, the Gabe Tamar Barus, Lohaya Chasha Shematir Machmas Timud, the Miyaj and his Pais Yehuda Boaz, Azayu Imam Bemita. It was instantaneous. Havala Kimishi Yeshla Pas Basila, Mashenke Mishar Kala. So Tavuli Nasi suggests a Taz in second Tarades. Is only relevant if there's going to be a delay between the proposal and Birishona. But if it's all instantaneous, then there's no chashash of chibud, and that was the case by Yehuda and Tamar and Boaz and Rus. Just as I said, Archa Shochan suggests, Sivkat and Gimel, Parsha Sashavua, that maybe the source of Tavuli Nase is from Yaakov and Rachel of Malei Shavuazos, then maybe that was a week of Shivanakiyam for Tavuli Nase. Yeah, Michael.
I assume that there's the same level of Chilin for a second marriage.
Yeah, we'll get to that, if not today, then next year. But yes.
It was both of their second marriage.
Yeah, but we assume it applies to second marriage also. Yes. We'll get to that. We'll get to that shortly.
How can this have been instantaneous? If we have Boaz telling her that either to go out, we go out, not he'll be go out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Ahara. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe that the fear of Boaz wants to go, I'm not going to do it, would create. Will
we
not say again, but then it
would
be needed at that point.
It doesn't spell it out. I don't know. It's a good hour. The Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Gimel quotes the Taz. Then he quotes the Chavis Das. It doesn't like the Taz's second answer. And he goes to the Chavis Das that the real reason is that Chimud is only Chimud Shal Nesuin. In the case of Rus, in the case of Tamar, there was no Nesuin there. That was, even though by Boaz there was, but not maybe classically. So it's only by Chimud Shal Nesuin and not Chimud Shal Znus. At least Yud and Tamar was Chimud Shal Znus. get as a request in the Kabbalah's Das. But it is clear, from the Gemara. So the Gemara says the din of tevuli nasa applies bein megdola bein megtana. The Gemara is not mefurash whether it applies to a mesulekas damim, or does it apply to a woman who stops seeing dam, who's either postmenopausal, or a woman who's a muberes or menekes, leaving aside the isser of marrying a muberes or menekes, but muberes atzma would be mutter to marry. But there are rights on vavim and aleph in the Badak Abayis. Losh naktana, losh nagdol, that's a Gemara. Losh na zekena, afilim mitzulekas damim. That the din applies even to a mitzulekas damim. Or zaruas mefuresh, to Michael's point, simin shem mem aleph, that the din applies to an almana as well. So it applies across the board. And the Beis Yosef at the end of the Siman quotes from Reb Shlomo ben Atashbeitz that applies to Maxer Grushaso as well. That's the Paskin and Sifhei and Shulchan Aruch, that even if you're remarrying your own divorced wife, Maxer Grushaso Tzvicha Leishev Shivan Akiyah. So there's an across the board application of this din of Tavuli Naseh, even by a and Amana, even by Mislakas Damim, even by Machzir Grushasa. Rav Avadia quotes the Lashon of Tashbeitz himself, the Chain Zakena Umachzir Grushasa, Gamkein Afilo Haisa Manika. So even if you have a Tarti Lit Tigusa, so to speak, your Machzir Grushasa, who is nursing, so she's a Mislakas Damim, and this Maxi Grushaso, so you would have argued there's less chima for Maxi Grushaso, and you would have argued what's the concern of Dam by Mislakas Damim? But even by Atarta Litivusa, even if it's Maxi Grushaso and Mislakas Damim, the din still applies. So writes the Torah Sashlamim in Sifkatan Tes, and the Sidri Tara in Sifkatan Yudal. Sidri Tara does raise the question, maybe here you can rely on the Raviyah. What would you say if you have a Maxer Grushaso Mislakas Damim together with the Bedika? Would that work? Because in general, we pass it against the Raviyah like the Rashba that even Bedika won't help because maybe there's a Tipa Thamka Kardla Benevta. But let's say you have a Tarti Litivusa, Maxer Grushaso, and she's Mislakas Damim, she's a Muberes Menekes, and then you do Bedika, would that help? So the Sidri Tara leaves that as a Tzarach Ian, whether you could rely on the Raviyah for that. The Piskei Tshuva in Sifkatan Ches quotes a Tshuvas HaRadvaz. You'll take a look at the Piskei Tshuva and his citation, Tshuvas HaRadvaz, it's Chelag Dalid Simen Reish Samach Gimel. Ikal Vesapuke im Girish Osakadei L'Kayim Shavasa. Let's say you're divorcing your wife, not because you want to divorce her, but you took a shua that you're going to divorce her. Lu asalach zero, but you have every intention of remarrying her. The yodas bedaber, and she knows that you're going to remarry her. She knows it's just for show. Came in the daito love. Ein kan tvi'a klal, v'eina machmedas, odilma lo cholka rabbana. So do we say that here there's no chashash of chimud because when they get remarried, that's just a formality. He divorced her because of a technicality, but he had every intention of remarrying her. And there's no havmina that they wouldn't get remarried. So does the lo plug extend akadekach or not? So that's what the Piskei Tshuva quotes. In the Radvaz himself, he's skeptical about the premise of the question. He says, "Ein ani roa lahamin aisha lomar dati haya alav." I don't necessarily trust the woman to say that she was assuming she'd get remarried the whole time. The Mela, we believe a woman by Eidach and Nemisurin to say that she's Tahora because she's not going to lie about that because of the Chumrah. But here's Ali Chashash the Rabbanan, so maybe she would lie. And therefore, Ein Lamina, unless it's clear to the Dayan that there was no doubt in the world that they're going to get remarried. So in the Ravaz himself, it sounds like the Ravaz in principle is willing to be Mekel if we are convinced that, in fact, there was no Hesach Hadas on this woman's part from getting remarried. Be skeptical in practice whether whether that could be ascertained. Rav Avadia quotes something similar from Shlomo Kluger. In a case where a woman received a get Baal Karcha against Chayrin Ben Gershom, and she's trying to convince the husband to remarry her, and she never gave up hope. So maybe there, if he does agree, there wouldn't be that kind of a chimba. Related question, Rav Vazner discusses in Chelek Hesim and Kuf Kaf Beis, Chelek Hesim and Kuf Kaf Beis, woman had a hysterectomy, so that's like a super misalakistam. I'm assuming that it was a full hysterectomy, as Rabbi Shapter discussed earlier. It's not always the case. But there he has comments studim to be mitzarif lakula, in this case where it's like a super misalakistam, and maybe he suggests be mitzarif certain elements lakula. Now, why is it the case that this then applies even by Mislech Estamim? Badir Shulchan, should note the passing of the Badir Shulchan this past week. So Badir Shulchan writes in Sifkat and Hay, quoting Shlomo Kluger, two possibilities. Either low plug, that sort of across the board, Takana, Tabuli Nasi, Srikhali Shev, Shimakim, even Mislech Estamim, Nafsi Grishaso, across the board, low plug. Or maybe we're concerned that even by Muslak Estamim, there may be Dam Chimed. But maybe Dam Chimed is a different Bria that could be generated even by Muslak Estamim. Now it's more likely to say if the concern of Dam Chimud is of Dam Chimud Be'etzim and not Dam Chimud getting mixed with Dam Nidim. And if you assume, like that minority opinion, that Dam Chimud Be'etzim is Tahor, and we're only concerned about the mixing of Dam Nidim, you have Mislakas Damim, there's no Dam Nidim to speak of. If Dam Chimud Be'etzim is Tameh, so maybe Dam Chimud is, could be created even by a Mislakas Damim. It sounds like the more conventional mahalach is that it's kind of a plug, even where the actual chashash doesn't apply. I think we'll stop here for today, and we'll pick up next time with some other applications of this low plug. We'll talk about Dam Chimud in the case of Gioris and other related issues, and a couple that was already civilly married and now getting halachically married. And then we'll have to talk about what is the trigger for Tabuli Naseh. How do we count the days? When do we start counting? What is the trigger of Tavua? And that's Sif Beis, Mechaber Ramah. And then we'll talk about Chuppas Nida. Those questions are okay. So we'll meet again, Mirtz Hashem, on Sunday. We'll have to make up the lost shiur from this week at some point, unless we count the fact that we had three shiur before the break. Maybe that'll even things out. So we'll see. But, so Mirtz Hashem, we'll meet next Sunday at 2:00.